Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Maybe it's because they occupy kind of the fringe of the religious landscape here in America. Maybe it's because some of their beliefs are just weird. I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. It's just they're out of the mainstream. Jehovah's Witnesses are a bit of a mystery to everybody. I guess the most we know from them, they come to the door. They have changed their face. It used to be kind of the dour and sour-faced men in suits. And the last one that visited me was a very attractive young woman, neatly dressed. And it took me probably 3 or 4 minutes of listening to her talk to realize she was a Jehovah's Witness. I only figured it out when I saw some Watchtower literature emerging from the bag she was carrying. And then I knew what I was dealing with. But who are the Jehovah's Witnesses? And in particular, one of their oddities, they refuse to celebrate birthdays. They believe that it's a pagan practice and that no one should do it. We're going to talk about the early church, celebrating birthdays, and the beliefs of Jehovah's Witnesses. Dr. David Bratson is our guest. He's a retired attorney in Canada and author of an article in the latest Christian Research Journal titled Birthday Celebrations and Jehovah's Witnesses. Dr. Bratson, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you, Todd.
It seems an odd thing to forbid. What is the Jehovah's Witness justification for forbidding birthday celebrations?
They say that the only persons mentioned in the Bible celebrating birthdays were evil men. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt at the time of Joseph, who beheaded his chief baker, chief butler, on his birthday. And the other is King Herod. You'll remember that Salome came and did a dance on his birthday, and he said he would give her anything she wanted, and she asked the head of John the Baptist on the platter. And in the Jehovah Witness literature, it cites much later works, I'm talking about 19th and 20th centuries, to the effect that early Christians did not celebrate birthdays. In fact, they condemned them. My article deals with the early Christian literature, which is my publishing specialty.
So let's talk a bit, before we get to the early Christian literature, let's talk a bit about the Jehovah's Witness literature, which is notoriously anonymous. Why is that a problem for you, that you don't really know who or what kind of what research background you're dealing with when you read this stuff from the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society?
Yes, well, the problem is you don't know whether it's written by scholars or someone writing off the top of their head or somebody going by third-hand sources. There are books written by scholars, and you can check their reputation and qualifications in the scholarly community. But these just state what they would like us to believe as facts, with no real first-hand or substantiation. It's not based on the best evidence, to use a legal term.
What does the earliest Christian literature have to say about the celebration of birthdays, if anything at all, Dr. Bratson?
Well, there is only one author of about 100 who lived in my period of specialty, which is up to the year 250, and that was Origen. He also cited the case of the Pharaoh of Joseph and of Herod.
So Origen's objection was essentially it's ill-advised because of the the only two examples that are found in Scripture seem to indicate some kind of negative consequence.
Yes, and he also comments that Abraham, when Isaac was weaned, I don't know if that term is still in general use, it means taken from the mother's milk to more solid food, he held a party, but no party for for Isaac's birthday.
All right, then.
And he draws the inference from that. Were to celebrate weanings rather than birthdays.
That's Origen, one source. Is there any other? Go ahead.
No other Christian writer before 250 commented on it.
Do we have anything by way of kind of a general historical knowledge as to whether the prohibition against birthday celebrations was in fact the earliest Christian practice?
I have read, I guess there are about 500 books and fragments of books from the early period, and Origen is the only person to comment on birthdays.
Do you believe that that is sufficient? I mean, obviously the consensus of Christian thought on this hasn't, but do you believe that in essence the Jehovah's Witness have a case to make that Christians ought to consider?
Well, I believe that the Christian faith is best explained, or best or the scriptures best interpreted by the first recipients and by overlapping generations, where the memory of Christ and the apostles' unwritten teaching and Bible interpretations would be passed along for a reasonable time. And contrasting that against the Jehovah's Witness doctrine, I see no basis for their objection.
Then let's talk about some of the inconsistencies that you note in the Jehovah's Witnesses' material on this. What are they?
They do not celebrate weanings. They do not follow Abraham in this regard or Origen. Citing examples of Jeremiah, Job, and Christians in his own day, Origen preached that the proper Christian activity for one's birthday is to curse it. And I don't think Jehovah's Witnesses do that.
So in other words...
And T and Origen considered both cursing and refraining from birthday parties to be inextricably linked to the doctrine of original sin, which, of course, the Jehovah's Witnesses reject.
So in other words, it sounds like while they prohibit the celebration of birthdays based upon those examples, they do not follow those examples set forth in their own practice.
No. And there's also, this is something I discovered on my own and had trouble getting published in a Canadian magazine, that Origen also preached against the practice, which was coming into Christianity, of erecting church buildings. Prior to that, they met in, they rented public buildings, or in the Acts of the Apostles, in the temple, and in Paul's epistles mentioned meeting in private homes. And Origen condemned the new practice of specific structures for Christian public worship, and yet the Jehovah's Witnesses have kingdom halls.
To your knowledge, do the Jehovah's Witnesses cite Origen, this early church father, specifically?
No. They just say early Christians believed, and I traced it back and found out only one early Christian, and that was Origen.
Do they object to other familial celebrations in general, or only to birthdays?
Well, they're against celebrating the birthday of Christ as Christmas, even though I think one day is as good as another for celebrating redemption coming into the world.
Dr. David Bratson is a retired attorney in Canada, and he's author of an article in the latest Christian Research Journal titled Birthday Celebrations and Jehovah's Witnesses. We'll have a link to the Christian Research Journal at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. Bratson, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to hear some of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line, a chance for you to give us the feedback. We know that so many of you are listening on demand, and when you listen on demand, you are not in the position, usually, to call in. You're not in a position to question or comment, but we know what it's like. You listen, you think, you do have those questions, you do have those suggestions, those criticisms. That's what the Issues Etc. comment line is for. The number, 618-223-8382. You can call any time of day or night with your show suggestion, with a criticism, with a question, and it doesn't matter how old it may be, with your reaction to something you've heard here on the Issues Etc. broadcast. Any time of day or night, it's always there to answer. 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is a great little volume on how you can support your pastor and other church workers best. It's called Holding Up the Prophet's Hand, and it's from Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Holding Up the Prophet's Hand, Supporting Church Workers, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. We'll be right back with the comment line.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues, etc.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Come on in and take your picture with my family in front of the White House. Check out the log cabin where I grew up. Let me know what you think of my campaign commercial. Look at Mary's fancy dress. She's mighty proud of it. Watch the Civil War like you've never seen it. Hunt for some of my treasures. And don't mind the ghosts. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum in Springfield, Illinois. A great place to hang your hat. Visit presidentlincoln.org. Illinois. Mile after magnificent mile.